A series of federal audits is warning the IRS has got to do more to improve the security of taxpayer information from cyber threats, but agency officials say they need congressional help to do that. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. And Meredith, what's going on with the IRS? There are just days left in this filing season, but this is something that has been talked about by the commissioner in the Hill. What's going on?
This time of year leading up to tax day really highlights the importance of having strong protection against cyber intrusions. There's millions of people who are filing their individual tax returns, and that means having access to their own information, which they should be allowed to have access to, but also protecting this information that'd be very useful for a hacker. IRS Commissioner John Koskinen testified before a Senate Finance Committee to talk about what his agency is doing to beef up that security and also do a little bit of asking from the members since they're going to be considering the budget soon. The IRS is looking for about $12.3 billion this upcoming fiscal year. And with that, the IRS is also asking Congress to consider a legislative package, which significantly includes a request for a special hiring authority to be reinstated. Here's the commissioner explaining that hiring authority and its importance.
What it gives us is the ability to find top-notch IT people and hire them with suitable background checks without going through the 3 to 6 month normal government application process. And these are all highly desirable people. Our people are being recruited every day. And when you tell somebody, we'd love to hire you, we've got a great position for you. Now, if you'll just sit around for 3 to 6 months, we'll get back to you. And in the meantime, fill out the applications and apply for the job. Needless to say, most of those people aren't around when we come back. Now, there are good people who are willing to work through that process. But at the top of the heap, cybersecurity experts, people expert at development of new techniques and technologies like Mr. Mulholland, they simply don't need to go through that entire process. So the authority was provided in the Restructuring Act of 1998, was renewed every 4 years. The IG reviewed the program a year and a half ago and found that we had used it appropriately. It only applies to 40 slots, and we never used the full 40. But if we continue to lose people, we have 10 last IT people on the list, and by this time next year, they'll all be gone, and our ability to replace them is very questionable.
So that hiring authority that the IRS Commissioner Koskinen just explained actually came in under budget. According to the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration, he also said that it was very successful and justified. So the thinking behind getting back this authority, like Koskinen said, is that the IRS can actually hire IT people and cyber experts who can help beef up this security.
All right, tell us about these recommendations, Meredith.
Sure. So the GAO has published a number of reports on the IRS, the most recent being earlier this month, and another one was issued in March. And they contain information about the IRS and its information security. Auditors have been studying the IRS and its security and what it does to protect information as well as it does to let people know when it's been hacked. And last month, GAO released 45 new recommendations on top of the outstanding 49 recommendations. So we're almost at 100 there. So here's Comptroller General Gene Dodaro giving an overview of what the GAO has found.
Our most recent audit showed that IRS had instituted controls over its financial and tax processing systems. However, there were numerous weaknesses that we identified due to the inconsistent application of their information security program across IRS. Now, these weaknesses included easily guessed passwords to gain access to servers supporting key systems at IRS, including those to access and manage taxpayer accounts. Users at the IRS that were given rights and privileges beyond what they needed to carry out their responsibilities, including access to electronic tax payment systems. We found that key systems that should have been encrypted were not encrypted. We found in other cases there was applications where user activities was not being logged in order to potentially investigate or know who was using those systems, including those that were used to transfer financial data and to manage and access taxpayer accounts. And also we found that software patches were not being implemented in a timely fashion in a couple key instances in particular.
So Dodaro said, though, that when it comes to security threats like ID fraud, one of the best things the IRS can get from Congress is the ability to regulate tax preparers, because while there are a lot of good, honest ones out there, there are also ones that either aren't so honest, or they might be honest, but they don't know how to protect their clients' information. Senator Ron Wyden, he's from Oregon, is a big proponent of both the hiring authority and the tax preparer regulations. Wyden had this question for Dodaro.
And for the life of me, I cannot understand, when taxpayers are ripped off, why we can't have minimum standards. My understanding is you both think that there should be minimum standards over these preparers based on what you have seen over the years with all the problems that stem from the fact that while most preparers are honest and reputable business leaders, we unfortunately have some bad apples. So is that your judgment, gentlemen, that there need to be some minimum standards over these preparers?
Senator Wyden, I believe that. We've recommended that Congress give IRS the authority to regulate paid tax preparers. I say that for several reasons. One, we did an undercover investigation, sent 19 paid tax preparers. Only two of the 19 paid tax preparers gave us correct answers, and some were very wrong. We also looked at 3 years of data back at that time and found that paid tax preparers made errors 60% of the time versus 50% of the time, that taxpayers who filed their own files made that. IRS found that paid tax preparers file about 68% of their earned income tax credit returns in a year or two-year period of time, and about 48 to 53% overclaimed the tax credit based on paid tax preparers. So I definitely think there needs to be authority given IRS to set minimum standards for paid tax preparers. I would also comment that we think the IRS should have more monitoring and oversight of the security and privacy standards that paid taxpayers agreed to do. We've had an open recommendation in this area since 2009.
And so that was GAO Chief Gene Dodaro saying, yes, there should be congressional authority for IRS to regulate tax preparers. With me here is Meredith Summers of Federal News Radio. And what else is the IRS being asked to do then to address cyber risks?
The Treasury Inspector General, the actual Inspector General is J. Russell George. He presented TIGTA's own recommendations for the IRS and how it can address gaps in its cybersecurity. This includes continuous monitoring of information security performance levels, connections with external partners, multi-factor authentication. The committee chairman, Orrin Hatch, asked about the recent news of a breach on e-filing PIN numbers. These are PIN numbers for people who've already had their Social Security number stolen and are trying to file their taxes. And the Inspector General said while he couldn't say for sure a breach wouldn't have happened if the IRS had put in place some stronger security applications, it would certainly have been more difficult for that to have happened. The deputy IG for audit, who also works with TIGTA, Michael McKenney, said one of the biggest concerns with the IRS is how it addresses risk, and here he is explaining that.
There's also some concerns we've expressed in the past that I think are really primary here, and that is the IRS's willingness to accept risks in these areas without really very well following a process to document why they've accepted those risks and the rationale and what they've done to mitigate those risks. So that's one of the most significant concerns we have is the agency itself when it decides to accept risk. It's unavoidable, but it should be kept to a minimum. And when they do accept risk, they should thoroughly document why, rationale, and what they will eventually be able to do to overcome those risks.
That was TIGTA Deputy Inspector General for Audit, Michael McKenney.
All right, Meredith, so what might come next?
There are a handful of bills to address IRS reform when it comes to things like employee standards, bonuses, and tax delinquent employees. That's being marked up this week, but we'll have to wait and see on the budget and the hiring authority.
Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers, thanks for that report.
Thank you, Tom.
And you can read her story and hear this interview, share it with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.